Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of Becoming Your Own BFF with your host, Randy Havison.
Hello, and welcome, or welcome back, to this week's episode, and I am really excited about this one. I think I say that every week, but I am, because it's like I said this last time, that I every morning it's like, what am I going to talk about, and how am I going to put it together, what am I going to say, and then I go walk my dog, and usually the brainstorm just hits, and then I start formulating. But this started yesterday. I was actually talking to a friend of mine, and we were talking about his business and his wife's business and different things that were going on in his life. And one of the things that he kept saying over and over and over, like what, no matter what I said, it was like, yeah, but you know, what about this? And if that, and, but I don't know. And, but. And finally it occurred to me, and I came up with this brand new saying, you know what? Put your butt behind you where it belongs. Isn't that good? I like that one. And I think about how many people put these obstacles in their own way that keeps them from achieving what they want to achieve, whether it's getting a new job, getting a raise at your job, improving your situation, no matter where it is, housing situation, relationship situation, money situation, whatever it is, the butt becomes an obstacle that we put in our own way. And I have had so many instances in my life where I was afraid to move forward. I didn't know what to really do, which way to turn. And I came up with a bunch of buts. And what finally happened, or what I've realized over time, is that I need to get rid of, I need to put the buts behind me, because they don't do me any good. They're an energy drain also. And they have no positive value whatsoever. So let's put our butts behind us. And one of the things that I've realized, and I talk about this in my book, and I talk about this a lot, that life will continually give us hurdles. Always. I mean, that's just part of life. Life, if you expect just a smooth sail down the river with no bumps and no rapids, it just does not work that way. And I truly believe that it's the bumps and the obstacles and the hurdles that help us to become strong. And when we look at a hurdle and we just sit in front of it and say, I can't get over that. Oh, but what if I hurt myself? But what if, then we just stay stagnant. And when we're stagnant, we don't grow. And life is about learning and growing and experiencing new things in new ways. You know, a saying that I heard a while ago is life begins when we step outside our comfort zone. And I truly believe that to be true. So life gives us these hurdles. And I also believe that it gives us the tools we need to get over that hurdle. But what we tend to do with but and with can't and should and try and what if, and all these obstacle words is what I call them, obstacle words and phrases. What it does is it turns that hurdle into a wall. And a wall is a lot more difficult to get over than a hurdle. And life, the universe, whatever, will give us the tools to get over the hurdle. But if we've turned that hurdle into a wall, we smack right into it. So the goal here is to keep our hurdles as hurdles. Do I want to disclose? I am going to disclose. I woke up today and yesterday, actually, feeling whelmed. And, you know, I'm happy that I know the difference between whelmed and overwhelmed. You know, overwhelmed is a complete out of control type thing. But whelmed just means there's a lot going on. And I have a lot going on. And I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday, and I said, you know, I'm newly divorced. I'm starting a new business, this, and all the other things that I'm doing. I am selling our house, which I love this house, and it's heartbreaking for me, and it's sad, and yeah, mostly just sad and hurt about letting go of this house, because it's my dream house. And I'm selling the house and it hurts. And I'm going to be moving across the country, back to San Diego. And I'm scared about that. And there's a lot of feelings that come along with the newly divorced and all the freedom and dealing with all the things that I'm dealing with that and selling the house and starting the business and moving across country. All of these things are happening at once. And I feel well sometimes. But the cool thing is I'm happy and I'm able to go on with my day and really enjoy things that go on. I'm still laughing and hanging out with people and walking the dog and playing with the dog and all the things that I'm doing. I'm actually really happy and I'm excited about what the future has in store for me. Now, I'm feeling sad and shameful about the divorce and scared and hurt and all the things that go along with that. I'm feeling sad about letting go of the house. I'm feeling anxious and scared about starting the business. Feeling anxious and scared about moving and all the different details that are going to go into this and, you know, moving furniture and packing up and moving the cars and where am I going to live and all of these different pieces. It's whelming. Not overwhelming. It's whelming. And when I can keep it there and keep my perspective that if I just do one thing at a time, it will take care of itself. And there's a saying I heard a long time ago. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. It seems overwhelming. Oh my God, here's this huge animal. How am I going to eat it? You just do it one bite at a time. And that's the way that I'm handling all this stuff going on today. And I, you know, I've been practicing this a long time. So I keep my hurdles as hurdles. And every now and then I'll smack my head on something. I'm like, oh, what was that? Oh, I turned this hurdle into a wall. Okay, what can I do? And I will problem solve how to turn that wall back into a hurdle. So all of this is possible for you too. You can do this as long as you get out of your own way and get rid of your butts and your shoulds and your can'ts and all those kind of things and start leaving your hurdles as hurdles. You can have all of this too. There's no magic pill. There's no magic wand. There's no anything special. I just worked really hard. And not, you know what though? Not all the time. There were times where I took a break. There were times where I just kind of chilled and did my own thing and wasn't invested or involved in, you know, my personal growth and all that. And I would do it for a little while. And then a part of me would like kick in. It's like, eh, time to do something different. And I would do it. So for the most part, I'm doing the work. And yes, I take days off. Yes, I take weeks off. But then I get back to it. So my hope for you and my hope for why I do these every week and I put the time and the energy into this and, you know, the team that's putting them together and putting them online and all that, it's so worth the investment if there's even one person out there that this resonates with and you start making changes in your life. And things start getting better and you're starting to find more joy and more happiness and you're starting to recognize your walls and turning them back into hurdles. If even one person out there starts doing it, then it is worth me spending the time and energy putting these together for you. And my hope is that it's more than one person, that something about this is kind of resonating with you and you're thinking, wow, you know what? If he can do it, I can do it. Because that's absolutely true. You know, I remember when I started going to 12-step programs, I would watch these people. I mean, you know what? If he can do it, I can do it. If she can do it, I can do it. And I did. And I started putting days together and weeks together. I remember at one of my first meetings, someone got a 90-day chip. And I remember thinking, oh, my God, what? That's 3 months in a row? I don't know if I can do that. But how do you do it? One bite at a time. And it was one day at a time. And then it turned into a week. And then it turned into a 30-day chip. I was so proud of myself for my 30-day chip and 60 and 90. And then I started realizing after about a year that there was a difference between sobriety and recovery and that there were people who were very content just being sober. And there were others that were not. And I was one of those. I didn't want to just be sober. I wanted to be in recovery. And I wanted to learn everything I could about how to become a functioning member of society. And I started doing my work. And I went to therapy. And I read a lot of books. And I found the books that resonated with me. And I found people that I wanted to talk to. And I went to retreats. And I did everything that I could do. And I was working on myself physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. The hardest one was emotional because, you know, I was raised like most men are raised. You know, big boys don't cry. You don't feel your feelings. You don't show hurt. You don't show fear. You don't show sadness. Everything for men gets turned into anger. And that's our go-to for feelings. But I had to learn the whole range of my feelings. And it was hard. And it was painful. And I started journaling. And that made a huge difference in my life. And I started doing the work. And I realized how much better life was getting. And not just did I get back into college, but I started working at colleges because I was doing the work and one thing led to another. And now here I am, 1.5 months away from being sober for 40 years. 40, like four decades, 40. Me, a druggie and a drunk who couldn't even deliver a pizza, got kicked out of college twice. I'm coming up on 40 years of sobriety. And my business today, I'm an author. I've written books. I do a podcast. I do a YouTube channel. I have friends who love me for who I am. I don't have to be anything else. I have my full range of emotions today. I have a very cool part-time Disney job. I'm so grateful, and gratitude is the key to everything. No matter what's going on in your life, no matter what's happening in a day, whether it's something relationship-wise, work-wise, money-wise, whatever it is, if you can find something to be grateful for, find multiple things to be grateful for, it changes things around. It really does. And to me, the two keys are gratitude and service. If I'm grateful for the things going on in my life, you know, I'm grateful I get to sell my house. I'm going to miss my house, but there's something better for me once I get to San Diego. And I'm really excited about that. Oh, I haven't told them at work yet that I'm leaving. So if anyone here is from Disney or from the place where I work, please don't tell anybody. I don't want them to know yet. And you know what? If they do, they do. And I will deal with that. And it's not going to be the end of the world. It won't be a big deal. But I would just not. I wasn't planning to tell them until I get closer to the actual moving time. But yes, I'm going to give them time to find someone else to fill my position. I'm happy to train that person and get them oriented to the position because it's pretty iconic. And I take it very seriously. And I want to make sure that the person coming in after me is going to do, hopefully, a better job than I do. That would be the goal, that I'm going to train that person and they're just going to take this to a whole new level. That would make me very happy. So, I did not do my ADD meds today. So you can tell I'm just a little bit ADD today, but that's okay because it's just who I am. That's part of it too. When you get rid of the buts and the shoulds and the can'ts and the what ifs and all those things, it just allows you to be who you are. I am an imperfect human being. I love to revel in my smallness. I have ego in some areas of my life, but I feel like I have mostly self-esteem. And I really love who I am today. I am my own BFF. And I would love for you to become your own BFF, to start treating yourself more like a best friend than your own worst bully, and to start looking at the things you have to be grateful for. Yeah, let's make this world a better place, one person at a time. And I'm doing my best. And now it's your time. It's your turn. It's your turn to be the one who leads others, the one who people look up to and say, wow, are you doing something different? Did you change your hair? I used to get that all the time. As I was making these changes, people were like, something's different about you. Did you get a tan? Did you cut your hair? I was like, no, I just feel better about who I am. So it's funny how people respond to that and react to that. So hopefully you'll get that too. So this is going to be a short one today. But that's okay. You know, it's not like I feel like I have to do a certain amount of time. When I feel like I've finished with my topic, it's time to finish the show. And it's time for you to move on with your day. And hopefully with a smile, with a sense that after you turn this off, sit there for a moment and think about what are a few things that you have in your life to be grateful for. And focus on that and see if it brings a smile to your face. So I hope you got something out of this. I enjoyed doing it. I had fun. And that's what it's all about, finding your joy and having fun. When you get to that point in your life, it's pretty friggin' awesome. So I wish you all the best. I look forward to seeing you next week. If you have any feedback, any comments, feel free to leave it here on the channel or shoot me an email. I am happy to answer every email that I get. Right now I can do that. There aren't as many, so I'm happy to make that happen because I want to give you what you need in order to improve the quality of your life. So I wish you all the best. I hope to meet you down the road sometime when I'm starting to do retreats or if you want some coaching, I can do that. But hopefully we'll meet each other and hopefully you'll tune in for future episodes. Share this with your friends and family. Let's spread this message of self-esteem over ego and becoming your own BFF rather than continuing to be your own worst bully. So have a great week. I will hopefully see you again. Take care. Bye.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Becoming Your Own BFF with me, your host, Randy Havison. If you would like more information about the programs and services that I offer, stop by my website at randyhavison.com.